of famed radio voice will exit the stage on Friday. After 30 years at WFAN in New York, Mike Francesa will sign off. Listeners will miss his combative conversations with them, his rants about everyone. Here he is a few weeks ago railing at the New York Giants and head coach Ben McAdoo, the Giants in the middle of a really bad season.
I got to ask you, Coach, what would embarrass you if you're not embarrassed by what you've seen the last 2 weeks?
Okay, that went on for 13 minutes, and the Giants eventually fired McAdoo. Connection. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, and joins us from WBEZ in Chicago, where he'll be hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So you say this is a big deal. I agree. I listen. But did Francesa have influence on teams or on other broadcasters? I mean, why the big deal?
Oh, yes. Francesa was right, wasn't he, about Ben McAdoo? And it all came to being. He was the conscience of a city. And there was a time when the columnist did that. So, you know, my analysis of his importance is that he spanned a couple eras, from when print was important to when the internet was important. But he, and for a long time, him and his partner, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, they were the conscience of the city. They were the voice of the fan. Sometimes they used that for ill in an unfair, bullying, or inaccurate way. But a lot of times, and owners would listen, and decision makers and GMs would listen, it's where the decision makers got a sense of the pulse of what the fans were thinking. And theirs is a for-profit business. So people would fire coaches or make trades or not make trades or at least know that they had to handle the Mike Francesa reaction. So that's the answer about his influence on sports. Really influential, especially in New York.
And what about on broadcasting? Because he had this wild style.
Yeah. That's the thing. Elvis didn't invent rock and roll. You know, Bill Haley and Rocket 88 did. But, man, Elvis popularized it. So Mike Francesa comes along in the last year of the 80s. There's this new format, sports talk radio. They pair him with Christopher Russo, who I said called the Mad Dog. Mike was the smart guy. The Mad Dog was, as can be imagined based on his nickname, the crazy guy. And they blow up. And they're the number one show in New York. And they're the most money-making show on all radio. And for a time, sports talk radio was not the most listened to format. It's close to this now. The most remunerative format it was, because their demographic, which are men 25 to 64, kind of hard to reach, and they love to listen to sports talk radio. So every city has one or two. Some cities have more. Crazy cities have sports talk radio. He didn't invent the format, but without his early success, the entire landscape would be different.
I just have to say, and I think you'd agree, that people like Chuck Berry and some other African-American artists invented rock and roll, but we're just going to move on. Let's just listen to a little more of Mike Francesa.
Sal in Brooklyn, what's up, Sal?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, what's happening?
Did Michael K. call you to thank you? So now maybe he has a shot to win in the top slot now that you're leaving?
No, somehow he forgot.
But okay. You know, first of all, here my tribe, New Yorkers. But that's talking about his rivalry with broadcaster Michael Kay, who's on ESPN Radio. Look, how much is WFAN going to take a hit when he goes?
Well, as Francesa ranted, he's beaten Michael Kay in the book for 48 straight years or 48 straight books. Give me a break. Michael Kay won for a month. They're going to miss him. They're replacing him with a triumvirate, including Bart Scott, who doesn't really have any New York ties. He's a former athlete. They'll see what they could do. Yeah. The guy's in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He'll be doing something interesting. They'll miss him for sure.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist. And hear him on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.